Calling Grass Nation. We are conducting an audience survey at gum.fm/touchgrass. And we want to hear from you so that we can keep making content you love.
You know this. We know this. There are ads on our podcast. Mm-hmm. We want to improve that experience. But in order to do so, we need to know a little bit more about you, our audience. This survey is quick, easy, and a free way to support this podcast. It'll take 2 minutes and you'll be helping us out so much by doing it.
Yes, so go to gum.fm/touchgrass to fill out our audience survey. That's gum.fm/touchgrass to fill out our survey. Thank you for using your precious time online to help us with our podcast.
We love you.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You got mail.
Hi, I'm Elise Morales.
And I'm Millie Tamaris.
And this is
Go Touch Grass,
the podcast where we log in.
So you can log off.
Millie and I are two chronically online comedians. And on this podcast, we break down the week in internet discourse, viral memes, TikTok trends, and niche influencer drama. So you can do literally anything else.
And if you like what you hear today and want to hear more, we got a Go Touch Grass Patreon already up and running with all our test episodes, mini trending topics, a weekly newsletter, and our spinoff series, Search History. We go back and break down a viral discourse from the past.
And don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review. We love reviews. We need more of them. Also, please tell your friends about us.
Please.
Post a little story about us. Tag us. We'll repost it.
We're online. We almost reposted like one of those fake Instagram accounts that's like DM us and we'll put.
I'm like a fan. Yeah. Oh my god! Someone loves the podcast.
We'll repost a bot. We love.
So anyway,
our fans.
We will repost.
Yes, we will repost basically anything. But today.
Today's
the day we have an awesome guest. Mm-hmm. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's a content creator, parentheses, non-derogatory. And most importantly to me, he's canon in the Star Wars universe, not the EU, the main one. Give it up to Vinny Thomas!
Hell yeah! Wow. Not the EU, screw Europe.
Screw Europe.
Her.
If anyone wants to marry me and get me a EU passport, I will take it.
We are seeking passports.
We are seeking passports. We're seeking a few things. We're seeking Elise needs to change her handle to Elise Navidad.
I really need to change my Instagram handle, Pandalise. I've outgrown it. It's giving millennial in the mean way that Gen Z means it. I want to change it.
Yeah.
But you can't change it when you're verified. Unless you like know someone at Meta.
I need an EU passport and I need some kind of, I said like the ugliest or the mid ugly Sackler who's like kind of a dumbass, some money. I need that kind of guy to like kind of bankroll me and run my life.
Millie needs a patron and she doesn't care where that money comes from.
I'm
just a
like,
little bummed you think you have to settle for a lesser Sackler. You could get a capital S Sackler.
Well, okay. If they're too high up in the thing, then it starts getting more evil.
Yeah.
But if it's a mid-level Sackler who kind of still has to work even though he has a trust fund, I got you, dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's
Vinny, what do you need?
Yeah, what do you need, Vinny?
I got two beverages. I got my girls with me.
Hey,
I think I got everything
degrees.
In it. It's 95
it's
degrees
PM.
Outside. It's 7 p.m.
It's 7 p.m. Friday. It's 95 degrees.
Yeah.
I ain't got no, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't need anything. Miss Independent. Neo, call someone called Neo. See, we need buttons because we need to have Neo alert.
I would love a ranch.
Wow. Okay, yeah, if anyone has a ranch.
A ranch. I've been looking at property in France. Okay. And, I mean, listen.
And what are you looking at? Are you using mansionglobal.com?
Well, no, there's frenchproperty.com.
Okay.
And I've been looking at it.
Not frenchproperty.com.
Frenchproperty.com.
Which is like French Zillow.
Wow.
And listen, dilapidating empire, you can get some shit for $80,000.
I wonder if we can get... An ad for
FrenchProperty.com.
FrenchProperty.com,
reach out. Because, listen, the shit you can get in the middle of nowhere, France, for $80,000, Doug.
Well, there's that one community in Italy that's selling houses for $1 because it's like dying and no one's buying their stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I consider it.
Get your what's that fucking movie? Under the Tuscan Sun.
Oh, that's my
Under
mom.
The Tuscan Sun. Get
my
your
mom
Under the Tuscan
loves
Sun.
Under the Tuscan Sun.
Confession.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Confession.
Uh huh.
I thought that that movie was about Arizona. I thought it was Under the Tucson Sun. And I'm like, Doug, I gotta go to Arizona. The guys are fine in Arizona. The Arizona shit is popping.
Under the Tucson
the beautiful cobblestone streets of Arizona.
Yo, I was like, yo, I want me in Arizona. Poppy.
Honestly, Millie, we're here in LA. Start pitching Under the Tucson Sun.
Under the Tucson
Sun. Take some meetings.
Yeah. Listen, no one wants to make a,
no one's buying
woke
anything
remake of Under the Tuscan Sun.
It's all like, it's movies called like Dark Phoenix or something, and it's all about Arizona.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
about
yeah.
the X-Men at all.
They're doing that thing where like there are tax breaks to film there. I feel like we could get Under the Tucson Sun going.
Listen, Tubi or Fubo.
Fubi, Tubo.
BT,
yeah,
BT
Goofball,
Plus,
Wee Wee, all of
Univision
it.
Univision Minus, hit me up. There's Univision Minus, which is Telemundo. Listen, Telemundo, Univision. I got you. Vinny, we have questions for
we
you.
We do have
believe?
Questions for you.
Yeah,
okay.
I can.
ADHD is in the room, guys.
This has been said to us by a guest.
A guest was like, are you guys on ADHD medication?
Are you guys on medication?
I'm medicated. Millie is not.
I'm raw dogging ADHD. Not raw dogging everything, because this serotonin ain't gonna make itself. You know what I'm saying?
What if I was crazy? What if I was like, have you guys thought about just going out in the sun and
well,
walking
we're
around?
In LA, so I believe it.
Yeah.
You gotta say a prayer about what you're grateful for to get food here.
When
apparently.
I took my Uber from LAX to Silver Lake, my Uber driver mentioned I am a big believer in energies within like 5 minutes. And
oh
I was
God.
Like, oof, this is
Which,
an hour.
What does that even
me
mean?
And Elise, we took a Uber from one part of Silver Lake to another. The woman had a Blue Lives Matter flag in her
car.
Oh,
I didn't even clock it.
I clocked it.
Out here, that means something else.
Oh, what does it mean?
It's like the creatures from Avatar or Smurf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
it's like Smurfs.
Well, okay.
Vinny.
Yeah.
You create a lot of content around animals,
yep,
animal behavior, etc. Your Pigeon at Pride video, annual favorite. What is it about the animal kingdom that inspires you so much?
I don't know. I think animals are funny. I think they're super interesting. I think we all have things that we kind of latch on to when we're kids,
mm-hmm.
and they just don't leave us. And for me, that was animals. And they also, like, they're so weird, you know? There's a million different ways to live on planet Earth, and
wow.
some of them are just funny and stupid. Like, mm-hmm. Birds especially are, like, crazy.
I feel like birds and reptiles are kind of your top two, though. I see you engaging with all sorts of animals.
Oh, yeah. I touch base with all of them.
Yeah,
you know, I like to remain connected.
Your content. That's important. That's what we said.
Yeah.
On one of our episodes, you gotta diversify the content.
Some might even say biodiversify your content.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Pinning that for potential title of that.
Yeah, biodiversify your content, baby. And like you said, again, that's great that you latch onto animals. Some of us in this room, not going to call them out, latch onto Harry Potter.
and that latch is strong.
The
thing is, like, the hook on that latch is rusted, so you can't, like, unlatch it. Like,
yeah.
it's really latched.
Interesting. Do you see yourself liberated from that at any point in time?
Well, she has a whole hour show about how she's.
I will never be free.
Oh
I will never be free because of the behavior of that woman.
Yeah.
That horrible woman.
She who must not be named.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. She who
That's
must
exactly
not be named.
That's exactly right.
She who must not be named.
A perpetual grass hole.
We got another question.
We got another question.
We just got to unlock our phones so we can figure out the next
Vinny.
Thing. Yeah.
You, like Elise and I, are a pet owner.
Mm-hmm.
You have pet snakes.
Whoa, wait, I'm gonna stop you right there. I have one pet snake.
Oh, I thought you had multiple snakes.
I have Mrs.
Oh,
Gutierrez.
Sorry,
no one
we
else.
Don't want to think he's weird. He has not
I
multiple,
have, I have
just one
pet
snake.
Multiple snakes crosses the line.
Multiple snakes crosses the line, not just one. Because to me, a line has been crossed, but whatever, border free.
Okay. Sorry, in my memory, when Vinny and I were doing CBS Showcase together, it was just a wall of snakes behind him.
Wow.
So I guess I misremembered that.
I have one small terrarium.
Okay.
I have one small terrarium. What Elise is describing as a wall.
You ever bring someone back? It's like
I'm a snake guy. I like, ooh.
I keep him on the couch.
Oh, you keep, oh, you keep,
I keep
the
bedroom dates. Door closed. I keep him on the couch.
They keep the snake on the couch or they keep the holes on the couch?
No, cages in the room, holes on the couch.
Oh, okay, because I don't know that. Well, anyway, if you have 1 minute where your pets could speak English.
This is a question I keep asking people, and I wrote the question.
Yeah.
So.
And you could communicate anything to them. What would you say?
To my snake?
Yeah, if you could let it know one thing.
Of course Elise wrote this, because yeah. I would be like, how does it feel to be Indian passing in L.A.? But that's,
that's brilliant. what did I say?
Okay, no, my question's really good.
No, Elise's question's good. Elise's
my question's really good.
See, it's insulting in a different way.
I would tell
question.
My dog that fireworks are safe.
Okay.
I think it's tricky with snakes because they don't have, like, a spectrum of, like, emotions and, like, things that they're showing. She just
that
eats mice. I would be like, how do those mice taste?
She can't answer.
And
she
can't
only
answer?
Understand.
I can only say something
no,
to her?
No, you can only communicate to her.
Wait,
she
you're telling me you're telling me I have a sentient snake, but it can't
for
communicate.
For 1 minute,
you're telling
your
me
snake
she could write in the sand with her tail.
For 1 minute, your snake speaks and can receive English.
I'm telling you, latching on to Harry Potter,
but
parcel
can't.
Tongue
okay.
early in the age, and then that's all she's stuck with.
Yeah, but this isn't parcel tongue. The snake understands English.
Okay.
But it's not going to speak.
Here's my thing, is I think we're different. I think you guys are just a little more selfish than I am. Because,
wow.
And then let me explain why. Oh, let me explain why. You just want to talk to the animals.
Selfish okay. in 2024. Okay.
Oh, I don't even like see.
Oh,
I don't see gender.
See
I don't see
gender.
Color. I don't see
oh,
anything.
Okay,
you guys are
okay.
just like basically shapes.
Oh, okay. Am I an hourglass?
Yeah, tea.
Thank you. Body tea.
Okay, I feel like I would have more that I would want to learn from the snake than I would want to say to the snake.
Very LA answer.
I would want to be like, what does it feel like to shed your skin? Do you feel new? Do you feel fresh? Like what? When you eat a meal and then you don't eat for another week and a half, do you feel full that whole time?
Hashtag no eating disorder, but I wish eating a good ass meal once a week instead of like a bunch of junk shit. Snakes are onto something.
They really are. I think it's genius. And imagine the time she saves. Imagine if she had a job. Imagine if her lazy ass had a job and she only ate once a week. She would be the most productive employee in the world.
You have problems with women. I gotta say, you've just been saying, you've just been going in on women.
He called Millie Nasty Woman.
You're saying your snake's lazy. Sorry, her job isn't a
Millie invited me to her birthday party and I said, oh, I got so excited. I was like, let me check my calendar. And she was like, you're probably not gonna make it. You're probably busy or whatever. You don't have to check your calendar.
I feel like I tell people in LA something and then they look. They have a notes app full of excuses not to go. And then it's like, okay, I can't say laundry. I can't say this. I can't, so that's what
this
I'm
isn't
saying.
New York or Chicago. You can't just take a train to a million things.
Mm-hmm,
if you're going to a bar, that's the thing you're doing for the night.
No,
you gotta drive
there. I understand. That's why I'm like, it's cool if you can.
But I do live really close to that bar.
Okay, well, babe.
If I get home after my show.
If you get home, well, shedding skin, I feel like would be like, if you've ever gotten tight braids and then you take it out and you wash your hair and you're just feeling your fingers through the scalp after you haven't felt that for a month, 2 months, 3 months, I feel like that's what shedding skin's like.
Yeah.
And your hair, what happens when you take out braids is that all the hair that you normally shed, everyone sheds hair every day. But what happens is when you take out the braids, all the hair that you would have shed over the month or 2 months that you have the braids in comes out.
It all comes out.
Yeah.
So it is.
Have you ever thought about like shaping it into a doll or something?
No, because
have you thought about taking that hair out and like
I have
it
sex
it?
Well, no. 5 times a year and I do things, okay? So no, I don't think about shaping my hair into a doll.
Okay, we're different. And that's okay. People are different. That's the first thing I do.
And you know what? And that's accepting biodiversity.
Biodiversity and content. Okay.
Pivot.
I think it's time
for
us to get into our discourse. So peek behind the curtain for our listeners. This is one of our banked episodes that we're recording today.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. Vinny's going in the bank.
In the bank.
So we're talking about different things that are not maybe like as immediately viral in the moment, but are still important and must be discoursed on and, you know, are valuable and worth our time. So when Millie and I first pitched this podcast, we had a segment that we wanted to call Dispatch from the Animal Kingdom, where we would talk about viral animals.
Yeah.
Your orca whales with yachts.
Gay frogs.
Gay frogs.
Yeah, gay frogs. Exactly. Yeah, orca whales.
Charlotte the Stingray, which is a dark
Charlotte
story.
Charlotte the Stingray. God, may she rest in peace. Yeah.
May she rest.
I love how we're at an Italian funeral.
Charlotte was an incredible stingray.
Beautiful gams. Charlotte.
A beautiful I never seen a stingray like that.
Okay, this God is now bless. Comedy Bang Bang, and I'm going to kill myself. just kidding. If Comedy Bang Bang's listening, I will go on.
Otter stealing surfboards. Back in the day, even maybe a Harambe situation.
Oh, Harambe. Yeah,
and God may he rest.
And God may he rest in peace.
Now, would Pepe the Frog count? But that's an animated. That's not a real.
Pepe.
Yeah. Remember Pepe?
Oh, I remember Pepe.
Oh, yeah, he's still running. He's all over the place.
Remember Pepe, guys?
He really had a rise, and then we don't really see him anymore.
Oh, I see him all the time. But I'm still on
Twitter. But you're in those different forums.
Well, yeah, you know.
Which is so racist.
Yeah. Ooh, you tweet crazy. Something, you're seeing Pepe.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
It's the first thing you see.
South Asian. And I keep bringing up South Asian because I know you're mixed. I know you're not. I know you're Puerto Rican. Like,
I think it's so funny online. Like, I have Indian people from a very specific ethnic group reaching out to me constantly, checking to see if I'm from that ethnic group. Like the Malayalam and I think Tamil people too, because guess Thomas is like, it's a Christian surname and there's a Christian population in South India that a lot of people have that name.
But you're just black and white.
Black and Italian, so 100% a minority.
Top
to bottom.
Yeah, maybe in the 50s. Guess what? White people, Irish people, they're white now. I mean,
Vinny would have had it so hard in the 50s.
Yeah, you would have had it hard in the 50s.
No.
But now you're just.
I would have never gone in the sun. I would have passed. I would have absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you would have passed.
I would have stayed. I would have stayed. I would have never gone outside. I would have had like translucent albinos.
Wait, no, you're the plot of A Bronx Tale.
A Bronx Tale.
Yeah, where.
You're thinking of A Shark's Tale.
No.
You have to be thinking of A Shark's Tale.
No, you are the plot of A Shark's Tale.
A Bronx Tale is a movie. I think Robert De Niro is in it. Yeah. And it's about an Italian guy who likes black women. And now we know why Robert De Niro produced it. That man loves him.
Yeah.
So I would say black women, but now actually I think it's just like non-white women.
Right, because his current wife that he just had a baby with
was the Tai Chi instructor in The Intern.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, but back to
the
ADHD. We have this segment. It does special from the Animal Kingdom, and we've done it literally once, and then it's constantly cut for time.
Yeah.
But because we have you here.
Okay.
I am bringing back...
All of them.
I am bringing back a deeply researched dispatch from the Animal Kingdom that we had to cut from the Kareem Rama episode. Today we are going to be talking about Valdemir the Norwegian spy whale. Have either of you ever heard of this whale?
Yes.
There we go.
I have not.
Because we didn't get to do the second.
Because I will be learning and listening and taking a seat and absorbing and processing.
Okay.
Vinny, what's your understanding of Valdemir the Norwegian spy whale? He's a beluga, by the way.
Yeah. Valdemir, is it Valdemir?
It's Valdemir, H-V-L-A-L-D-I-M-I-R.
Oh, Lord, we're going to call him Big V. V is a beluga who I believe the Russians attached spy equipment to.
Yes, Valdemir is Norwegian for Vladimir.
Yes.
So there we go.
Oh.
And he was used to humans, so he was trained in some capacity to, like, return information, or at least there was, like, a camera or something attached to him where he could take a bunch of pictures, which honestly is kind of brilliant, kind of genius, because belugas can go into waters that a submarine can't.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of everything that
I don't know what you asked him. You should have just said if you heard it.
I mean, we could talk about belugas for a while, because I love those little guys.
Can I say, so, in college, somebody was like, oh... Because I'm like, oh, is this guy gay? And my gay friend was like,
no, he's a beluga.
No, he's a whale. And I'm like, what does that mean?
What?
And then they're like, submarines detect it, and they think it's a submarine, but when you swim up, it's a whale. And that's literally, like, basically slang for he's gay passing. Or like he's queer baiting.
He's a whale.
Queer baiting is basically
then
a
let's
whale.
Let's just say that. That's yeah. crazy. Well, that was such a long trip. I don't know who your friend is, but
this
sick.
Was also, guys, it was also 2008. So
yeah, so why didn't you just say the F slur like everyone else?
Well, because we were trying to be
no,
woke.
Because I saw that Hillary Duff commercial and I said, I'm not
you can't
calling
say
things
gay.
Oh, I love that commercial.
Hey, what you just said was ludicrous.
What if I said, girl who's wearing a skirt as a top sucks. that would hurt your feelings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wrong to say gay.
I bet you're pretty gagged. Don't throw up.
And she really did gag us with that one. Okay. I am gonna go.
Can
through.
I say something
yeah.
real quick?
Yeah.
Did you know that there are
not
hybrids?
The F word. Oh, sorry.
and you know what? It's always on the tip of my tongue because yeah. I wanted to say it as like anyway.
Yeah. No, you can't. I mean,
you can say
can.
The Italian one.
Speaking
you
of F slurs, sometimes belugas.
What's the Italian? Oh,
the Pope
there's
said.
There's like
yeah,
a
Pope,
bunch of them.
But the Pope.
Oh,
said.
I
the
thought
Pope
you meant said. Four Italians.
No. Yeah.
I was like, let's list them now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh wait. So do you know how to? Because if you're Italian, if you're claiming back in Italian, you should be able to say the F word. In Italian, do you know what the Pope said?
I think it's Frocecine, right?
Oh.
Okay, bleep it.
I ordered that yesterday. <It's>
the,
Sorry.
My fun fact is that there are hybrids between belugas and narwhals. They're so closely related that sometimes the narwhal will go into a group of belugas or the other way around, and they'll mate, and they'll have a little baby.
Does it get the
horn?
Oh,
so biracial whales.
Yeah. I guess it is kind of like that.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well,
but
does it
get
and
the
they pass, too, passing Ruth Nega.
I'm not going to stop asking, does it get the horn?
Ruth, what?
Does it get the horn?
What, stop. Hey, hey.
Does it get the horn?
Elise,
when
Elise,
they mate, do the, does it get the horn?
I think that, that depends Elise. On whether it's a bull or a cow, whether it's a male or a female. Whether it gets
recessive
the
genes.
Horn.
So not all narwhals have the horn?
Female narwhals usually don't have horns. Sometimes they do,
it's like the
but
mane
almost
with lions.
Never do. Like the mane with lions. And wow. sometimes female lions do have manes, and then they get they'll get a little like group of females without manes. There are there are stud
yeah,
lions.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Okay, well, we've already learned an extraordinary amount. We've already learned so much.
Minnie,
shut
why
up.
Why don't you? Minnie, I feel like you're surprised that I'm crazy. You did not know this? Vinny, you did not know that I'm insane? You could take this.
Sorry, Elise has been trying to read her thing for 2 years.
Yeah,
well, you already
the
summarized it.
I know,
so we
but,
basically.
Okay. We're still gonna go deep. We're
yeah,
gonna dive
go.
Deep as a beluga can. We will dive deeper into
let's
this
go. Yeah.
story.
Eat
okay.
a lot of shellfish and squid.
Listening, learning.
So Valdemir the beluga, he's been out here. Very viral whale. He was first spotted on April 26, 2019, near Tufjord in northern Norway.
Tufjord.
Wow. See, he knows.
That's the Italian coming out.
So first of all, they thought that he was caught up in a fishing net when they first saw him, but then they realized, as Vinny said, that he was actually wearing a little backpack. So they're like,
he's like a little, and it was weird. He had a little plaid skirt on too.
Yeah,
it was like very
some
strange.
People have fetishes that are problematic.
Yeah.
And, we got
and the thing is, whales are just like us.
Yeah, whales just like
whales
us.
Are just
well,
like
they,
us.
You just said they're biracial whales. So, and then some accept them, some don't. Some are too, what is it? Norwal to be in the Norwal group.
Drink your water, baby.
So he has on this little backpack, and they're like, okay, well, whale isn't typically wearing a little backpack, so where did this guy come
That's true.
From? That was kind That's of the true. First time that he had been in captivity previously. He was also traveling alone, which is unusual for a beluga. They're
yeah.
very social.
Mm-hmm.
They're very social animals. So this little backpack that he had on, it had a camera mount on it, but no camera. So
yeah.
he lost his equipment.
Okay, he had
so
one job. Yeah.
One job.
I know. Truly. I know. And he first went viral. So he's like, like Vinny, in many ways, he's a content creator as well. He's gone viral many times.
Parentheses, non-derogatory. That's not a derogatory thing on our thing. On our podcast, it's non-derogatory.
So,
and yet.
He went viral. He ended up. Where do you, if you go viral in May of 2019, where are you going? You're going to the
straight
Ellen DeGeneres
to
show.
Oh,
oh nice.
So,
yeah.
Straight to Ellen. So he was on Ellen because a video went viral of him, like a lady dropped her phone in the water and then he gave the phone back.
You
well,
know
that
what?
Was the same whale.
Yes.
The spy
okay. So
whale?
You know Valdemir.
Wait, I just knew like that he like a whale gave a thing back. I did
That's
not know
Valdemir.
He was a spy.
Do you guys
him.
Think it was fucked up when he was on Ellen and Ellen like scared him?
Yeah.
She did Wait. That thing like right before he sat in his chair. She had a guy jump out and scared the shit out of the whale and she got really
Well,
really
I
terrified.
Didn't like when he outed her the way I mean when she outed the whale for being pregnant because the whale wasn't,
wasn't ready to talk about
the pregnancy. Really wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's an allusion to Mariah Carey being on the...
Waldemir did gag her when she was like, you didn't invite me to your birthday. And he was like, I actually
He's like, Ellen, that's not the truth. You were with George Bush that weekend.
And he's doing this mentally. Echolocating this into her mind. I think it's so funny when animals who... have been raised with humans can't associate with other animals. It gives very much like homeschool kid.
That's literally exactly what's happening with this.
Yeah, like they spend a lifetime just kind of with their parents in a room, and then they go with other kids and they don't know how to play or like.
And then they go on OkCupid dates with me, guys. Look at like that's what
OkCupid. Come on, OkCupid.
Oh, listen, designed to be deleted. Oh, that's Hinge. Oh, Jesus Christ.
that is actually exactly what's happening with this whale because. Okay, so he, like, goes viral a bunch of different times. He, like, steals and then returns a GoPro. He plays fetch with a rugby ball. He's, you know, everybody's loving this whale.
Sounds like whorish behavior. Sounds like a big whore. This whale's a whore.
This whale's a whore.
Whore.
So the whale is doing all this stuff, but meanwhile, like, marine experts are like, okay, we should probably find, like, whales to be with Waldemir. Like, we should find other whales for him to be with. But one of the big concerns is that the nearest whale pod to Waldemir is actually known for being kind of clicky, and Waldemir is actually known for being kind of weird.
I have to stop you right there because belugas communicate. It only clicks and whistles. So every group of belugas is inherently clicky, I'll say that.
But apparently, they're, like, not super open to letting other belugas into their... They're very you can't sit with us, if you will.
Very.
And Waldemir is very... It's giving homeschooled whale. People are worried that if Waldemir goes to try to hang out with these kids, like, he's not cool enough, basically.
He just refuses to get rid of his roller backpack.
Yeah.
I used to have one, and kids used to kick it all the time. My roller backpack was kicked.
Waldemir's so like, have you guys seen my drawings? Like, they're just like...
It's like, do you guys watch Naruto? Yeah. You guys watching Boruto?
Is that Borat?
No, Boruto's the Naruto sequel.
I'm still
being the Beluga.
He's still being Waldemir.
I'm still being the Beluga, yeah.
The whales are swimming away. Yeah. They're like, well, whatever.
It's like, I can catch a rugby ball. It's like, okay.
I can catch a rugby ball. Okay. We're a baseball crowd.
Yeah, who cares?
Also, they realize that Waldemir is from Russia because his little backpack says equipment of St. Petersburg.
So got him.
They are like, okay, well, this whale came from Russia.
Got him.
Also, Waldemir knows how to, like, do sneaky stuff. Like, he can, like, swim really close to your boat, and then he'll take a rope and, like, tie it around your propellers and, like, mess up your boat. So he's, like, trained.
It's giving orca.
But the orcas are, like, doing it for social good. Yeah. Waldemir is, like, I don't know where his allegiances lie, to be honest. Wow.
Someone's probably made this joke already, but could you imagine if they were Navy SEALs?
Oh, my God.
You like that?
Oh, my God.
You like that, Manly? Oh, you like that, Elise?
I think it was fine. I think it was fine. SEAL Team 6.
Yeah, there
we
go.
You know what? And I appreciate that you sat in it.
Yeah.
I'm not embarrassed.
I'll say it again. I hope there are Navy SEALs.
So I have a quote from the New York Times here.
Thank you for
about Waldemir. So here's a quote from the New York Times. In the years since Waldemir first entered the global spotlight, the very qualities that make him so endearing, his intelligence, curiosity, and charisma, have put him in perpetual danger.
Wow.
While traveling along the coasts of Norway and Sweden, he has inadvertently hooked himself on fishing lines and suffered multiple gashes caused by boat strikes. Incessant chewing of ropes and chains has worn his teeth to nubs. Yeah. This is another reason why he's not connecting with those clicky whales. Yeah. They're like, your teeth are crazy, man. Yeah. Overzealous spectators have swarmed him for photos, prodded him with brooms, and thrown rocks in his vicinity to draw his attention.
Fuck is bringing a broom on a boat? What is this, 1892?
Also, how are you going to hit a whale with a broom?
I don't know.
I imagine it'd be
pretty easy. They're huge.
Yeah, but why? But why?
Why?
But
how
why?
Often do you imagine hitting a whale with a broom?
Listen, you fuck up my boat.
Some Norwegians have threatened to seek warrants to shoot and kill the beluga because he's damaged salmon farms or other underwater structures. So basically, like, as it says, you know, Waldemir got too close to the human world and it's caused him a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And so that brings us to, like, today, aka January, when I researched this, where there is like intense discourse around what to do with this whale. And some people want to like put him back in captivity for his own safety. But again, the clicky whale situation, it's they're not sure that like they can integrate him into another pod. So then they were like, okay, we're going to create a new whale sanctuary for him. But that's actually really hard to do. And here's another quote. Rehabilitating a former captive whale is nothing like the triumphant leap in Free Willy. It's more like helping a severely traumatized victim of abduction reintegrate into society. So enter now the semi-villain of this story. We'll decide together. Yeah. There's an American filmmaker named Regina Cosby Haug who has become like the top Valdemir stan. She's obsessed with Valdemir. She's created this group called Friends of Valdemir to raise awareness of his situation and also formed a nonprofit called One Whale, which is aptly named because it is dedicated to protecting one whale, that whale being Valdemir.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If you want to look like money laundering at its best. Money laundering.
So no animal sanctuary, as hard as she's tried, has been willing to, like, take him, basically. And she, I guess what she's trying to do is, like, she wants to make a documentary film about him and about his life. And, like, as she's been trying to organize all this, he's getting up to all kinds of business. Last spring, he traveled further south than he's ever traveled, which was not good because he actually doesn't, like, know where to go. So he traveled farther away from where his food is.
Certified non-genius.
That's the thing. These homeschooled kids, you know, they go out in the world. They don't know how to, they don't know how to do, they don't know where the food is. Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to eat.
Yeah.
And so he, like, traveled really far away and, like, into treacherous waters. Mm-hmm. And he's also stopped. He's becoming antisocial with humans now. So now he's got, like, no friends. And he's swimming around. And he's the whales don't want to hang out with him. And then he's also kind of over humans because they keep, like, hitting him with brooms and, like, throwing rocks at him and shit. Yeah. Which makes a lot of sense. So, okay. There are two organizations involved with this. There's One Whale and then there's NOAA, which is, like, the Norwegian Whale Protection Organization. Last summer, intense disagreements over Valdemir's future basically led to One Whale completely disbanding and everybody in all of the experts.
One Whale being the nonprofit organization.
The nonprofit started by the documentary filmmaker. Yeah. Everybody, all the experts quit and left One Whale because they basically started to say that they think that this lady, like, she wants to My Octopus teacher Valdemir. Like, yeah. She wants to
absolutely
create, like, her motivations are not pure. So one of the people who quit.
And My Octopus Teacher is a documentary with the South African guy who kept, like, seeing the same octopus and they were, like, friends.
Yeah.
And all this shit.
Yeah. So
and they won an Oscar.
It did. And so people think that, like, her actual motivation is that she wants to create, like, a satisfying documentary about Valdemir.
It's giving The Shape of Water. And I think she should be arrested.
Oh, yeah. Like the woman that fucks the fish. Yeah. You guys have to explain these references.
Explain these. I'm just assuming.
Your listeners know what The Shape of Water is, Millie.
Well, listen, Oscar you would winner. Be surprised because, again, somebody, we talked about Gypsy Rose's online feud. And then we got a text. We were like, I've never heard of Gypsy Rose before. This girl, this case is crazy. And it's like, people are out here not knowing who Gypsy Rose is.
Yeah.
Think they're going to remember that weird, what's his face?
Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro movie where this bitch fucks a fish. And then when she confesses that she fucks a fish, Millie thought, well, how the fuck did she fuck? Or I'm like, did she fuck that fish? And then Octavia Butler, token black woman, was like, did you fuck that bitch?
Yeah.
Did you fuck that fish?
And then it's like, how? And then she said, like, his dick came out of the flaps.
Okay, well, I don't...
And we got there.
I don't know. So this woman wants to fuck the whale.
My Octopus Teacher the whale, yeah. Okay? The allegation is that she wants to My Octopus Teacher him. One of the people who resigned gave a quote to the New York Times that said, "One whale unraveled because of one person. From my perspective, the problem was that you had a very controlling individual who had very little integrity or respect for a group of experts that really wanted to help. It became evident that Regina's priority was making a film with a satisfying ending. Belugas yeah. swimming off in the sunset together. But you can't film an animal that died because you didn't understand him.
Yeah. Wow. I think that's fair. Could you imagine like being having studied these animals your whole life and some director is like, I founded this organization and I'm going to save this whale. And you're like, here's what we need to do. And she says, no, what if he held hands with yeah, another like, whale and okay. they kissed?
I mean, literally. It's giving you know, the Thai kids that were trapped in the cave, and then there's that diver who like waited, like studied his whole life and like did cave diving, and then Elon Musk is like, what if we drilled a submarine? And then the guy's like, no.
Oh, Elon Musk is like, so funny. Elon Musk will post like his drawing, which looks like the sketch of a child, and yeah. he like is like, yeah. we'll yeah. just drill straight down and we'll get him like that.
Yeah. yeah. And then the guy's like, no, and then he called him a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah. He really went in on that diver.
And to this day, he's done nothing else problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Thank the
Thank God that was the last
done,
thing
sure.
Elon Musk has ever done. Last
and now,
bad thing, yeah.
And now he's
we,
fine.
Well,
he's,
yeah.
yeah.
So I'm going to take us to, like, where the most recent understandings of Vladimir, the viral Russian spy whale. So he reversed. He was going south. He came back. He's kind of back in Norway where he's living around these salmon farms. He's been regaining weight because when he came back, he was looking skinny.
Come on,
like,
plump
like
king.
Not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
And he's been damaging propellers, sensors, other equipment
so
at commercial salmon farms.
He's
getting his groove back. Yeah. Vladimir is getting his groove back. But Norwegian people are pissed and like a lot of them do want to kill him, which is like not.
Well,
right.
Norway, sorry.
Here's another quote from the New York Times. Like many celebrities, Vladimir has lived a life defined by other people's desires.
Oh, God.
Almost everyone he has met wants something from him. A snapshot, a story, a lifetime of submission. One of the most tragic aspects of this predicament is the discrepancy between how much he is adored and how little has been accomplished to secure his long-term welfare. And as of February of this year, he's currently living on the southwest coast of Norway, and spring mating season is coming fast, and that documentary lady says we're doing everything possible to be ready. We're hoping that 2024 will be Vladimir's year.
Trying as hard as possible to make this whale sound like he's Britney Spears is so strange to me.
Oh, well, you know when you read an article and you're like, this bitch wants a Pulitzer so
bad. Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah. Every other word.
Oh my God, get over it.
Like the blah, da, da, ba, da. Yeah.
But I feel like, and this is my thing, right? As much as we say homeschool kids, whatever, they always find someone to match their freak.
Mm-hmm. Like he'll like find freak, someone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, listen, Gypsy Rose has ran through multiple men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, I feel like weirdos will always find someone to match
their
freak.
Oh, you think he's going to find, like, a minky whale or something?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, exactly.
Or maybe one of these half narwhal girls.
Yeah, mm-hmm. maybe, a, you know, biracial.
Well, it's so crazy to me because...
By whale show.
Uh-huh. And so you're having your own Navy SEAL moment.
Yeah.
But I'm going to laugh along. I'm going to laugh along because I think it's important that the mood of the room is always up. And here's what I won't do.
And this is the difference between New York comedy and Chicago comedy, is that Chicago is very supportive. New York, we're waiting to tear people down. And that's why we love you, Vinny. Anyway, by whale show.
Wow. Go ahead, say it.
Elisa says,
Flipper, I hardly know her. Right, Millie? Right?
Right, Vinny. Yes, and...
That joke was a fluke. Right, Millie?
No.
Shove it up your blowhole, Elise.
Okay, I mean, that is the end on Vladimir. I was going to ask for final thoughts, but I feel like that run was pretty good.
What are my final thoughts? I think it's odd. There are some pods of orcas that... Or not orcas. Belugas, that number in, like, the hundreds. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're fixating on one in Norway.
Yeah, come on.
I guess it's, like, because they're the closest one. Yeah. But I am at a certain point. It's like, okay, but we can branch out at
this
point.
Take them to the Caribbean.
I also think, yes.
I want to see that movie.
Yeah. I want to see a beluga whale with a sunburn. Yeah. I want to see a beluga whale absolutely burned pink from the Caribbean
sun.
Yeah,
and get those braids. You know when European people go to the Caribbean and they get those ugly-ass braids with the big-ass beads that are...
He can't catch food because the fish hear the beads clacking around when he is.
It's like, look, I only paid $500 for this. And look, it's like, the simplest braid.
obviously they should try as hard as possible to like keep him in the wild. But if they need to put him in captivity, put him in captivity. People romanticize the wild so much, yeah, but it's also hard to live. You get parasites. You eat plastic bags if you're a whale. Yeah. You know what I mean? His guts are probably filled with trash. Yeah. Like, who cares? Put him in captivity if it's better
again,
for him.
Again, people are trying to hit him with brooms. It's like if he was in like a little, I mean... I don't want to blackfish anybody.
No,
you know
but
what I mean?
No, but it's like sometimes captivity is necessary. And look, I would rather someone like a gorgeous guy in a wetsuit like rub my tummy and throw a fish in my mouth than
and that's just a Friday in LA.
Oh, you're disgusting, Millie. You're a villain. No, but she's absolutely right.
But that's the same thing of like recidivism in the carceral state.
Oh,
it's like sometimes like. You know, people rather be in jail than be out here in the thing because they got three hots in a cot. That's what they say.
You said recidivism?
Recidivism.
Recidivism.
Recidivism. Recidivism. Recidivism is people who
I don't know actually what the right
jail.
Pronunciation
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know
recidivism is when your hairline.
Oh, I'm saying recidivism like SEA.
It's. Like, I heard it's recidivism.
Not when you're in the ocean, mama.
Oh,
recidivism.
Okay, I get it.
See,
I'm sorry.
That one flew over.
I was really struggling.
Head.
I thought
you were making fun of how I pronounced it.
I was like, I know Millie's right.
I listened to
Millie said, no, I said it right.
I said it right, but you're saying recidivism.
Yeah.
Okay, well, kill me. yeah,
you guys begged for me to be on this podcast.
We did.
And we were going to move around and we were going to shift things.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
We're going to do everything in our power to have you on just to insult you. And it's all symbolic to Vladimir.
Vladimir. You know, I hope he remains touching seagrass. I don't know.
Seagrasses,
mm-hmm. etc. Is it time for grass?
Are we listing sea plants? Oh, as a transition.
As a transition.
Wonderful
seagrass,
grass hole. Oh, I love that.
You're on the podcast Go Touch Grass, by the way.
Yeah.
Just in keeping with, like, because... within like 5 minutes of us recording, every single guest reveals that they don't listen to the podcast. And just so that the audience knows, Vinny did ask us what grass hole was before we got
on. I listened to the episode with Elise's husband on it, but I didn't get to grass hole.
That was a loaded one. And
you listened to Hawk Tua.
I did listen to Hawk Tua.
And that one was one of the most
chaotic episodes.
I was working through it.
Okay? Yeah.
With Danny. And everyone loved it.
And
everyone
was
fucking
loved it.
Sick.
Yeah.
Everyone did love
it. Did they love it or they thought you were mad at him?
Well, yes.
It was both. I think both.
Well, they loved that I was getting frustrated with Danny.
Yeah.
What is it? CTE, HD?
CTE, ADHD, asthma,
dyslexia. And that's Elise's man.
He's got all that.
And that's
her
man.
And that's
her
man.
Come on.
He's got it all.
Come on, Alphabet King.
Yeah, you heard that part.
He's like, give him the letters.
Give him all the letters. Okay. So, for Grassel of the Week is the segment where we choose someone who needs to go touch the theoretical grass, more than anyone, right? This happened over a week ago, which is literally like a century on the internet, literally.
Yeah.
Before an assassination attempt and a president getting COVID, and maybe at the time of the thing, a president dropping out.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen by the time this episode comes out. Vinny doesn't believe it.
Yeah, listen, FrenchProperty.com, American empire is crumbling. So, Elise, Vinny, I just want to hear, have you heard of Miami Vice Gate?
No.
No. Gate, G-A-I-T or G-A-T-E?
Just Miami Vice.
Oh, like Miami Vice Gate. Okay,
Miami
gotcha.
Vice
No,
I know what
I
Miami Vice
no.
is.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about like a certain kind of walk for a second.
Oh, no.
No. But I see what you mean.
A walk?
Yeah, like a Miami Vice. He has kind of a Miami Vice Gate. Do you know what I mean? But you're talking about like a catastrophe or something.
Yeah, like the Watergate.
Miami Vice Gate.
Yeah. Sorry.
That affects
everything's gate. Okay, good, because then you guys are going in blind, and we can get your honest reaction.
Yeah, unlike Vinny knowing absolutely everything about what
I know. I was really surprised, because you are online, so I'm like, wow. But you're on Animal Twitter, which is real sick, because we had a really animal Twitter gets testy.
Yeah.
Oh, especially about cats. Have you seen the discourse about letting your cats free roam?
Oh, for feral cats.
Oh, I can't really get into that.
No, we had a grass hole about a fish tank. That guy who
You see how
fish?
I moved you off of this so easily?
I know. Well, listen, ADHD, baby. women can do things with ADHD. But yeah, it gets testy on Animal Talk, but this is film talk that we're talking. Film Twitter, which is also
scary.
It's scary, dangerous.
Not something just, I would engage in.
Just like Miami Vice. Well, just a background. Miami Vice is this specifically thing. We're talking about the 2006 film.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's based on the 1980s TV action drama named Miami Vice, right? And the synopsis of the film says, a case involving drug lords and murder in South Florida takes a personal turn for undercover detectives Sonny Crockett, Colin Farrell, my daddy, my the love of my life, Colin Farrell, and Ricardo Tubbs, Jamie Foxx. Unorthodox Crockett gets involved romantically with the Chinese-Cuban wife of a trafficker of arms and drugs, while Tubbs deals with an assault on those he loves.
Okay.
So that's the synopsis of the movie. The movie got a 6.1 out of 10 on IMDb, 47% on Rotten Tomatoes, and a 66% on Metacritic. Mm. Okay. Fun fact, I went to high school in South Florida. I grew up in South Florida. That's why, that's that chaotic thing that you're sensing in me, that danger. Yeah.
The alligator spirit.
I got the alligator spirit. You don't know what's happening to me next. Wait till I tell you I also own an Android. You can't predict me. You don't know what I'm doing.
Parrot behavior.
So, yeah. I famously went to high school with a kid whose dad was the star of the 1980s show, Miami Vice.
Wow. Yeah. That's kind of big.
Yeah, it's kind of big.
I've never seen Miami Vice, but I listen to Crockett's theme from the original series all the time when I'm in my car.
Interesting.
I have no idea what that is, but
it's just like the theme, it's Crockett's theme, that instrumental theme that it plays when he comes
out. I do imagine you as driving around to instrumental music.
That's
I would pick Knight Rider for you.
Knight Rider too.
Knight Rider's good. Okay. So why is this brought up? Why are we learning about Miami Vice?
Okay.
Why are we doing this? Because on July 4th, 2024,
oh my God,
that's this year,
yeah.
Twitter user and film critic Brandon Streisnig posted a clip from the 2006 film Miami Vice, writing, GF asked me to show her my favorite movie tonight. Probably the most important step in the relationship. No going back now, right?
Yeah.
And he posted the trailer of Miami Vice, right? On July 5th, Twitter user Shadria Labouvier, at Shadria, then quote-tweeted the clip, writing, quote, straight men live on a completely different planet than the rest of us. What is this? The tweet gained 5.9 million views, 370 replies, and 700 retweets.
She wanted a check.
And 600 likes in 4 days. So.
She wanted a check, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
It could have ended there.
Oh, no.
But she received criticism. Over the following days, Labouvier received backlash to her critical tweet of Streisnig showing Miami Vice to his girlfriend. As many found it unnecessarily rude, right? People are like, why are you making fun of this guy? Like, yeah, it's like a weird movie, but like,
everyone
whatever.
This is
like,
also, you don't need to like gender and assign a sexuality to a movie. It's just weird.
Well, some movies are straight. Like, just like Blink-182 is for straight people.
Oh, that's true.
Labouvier replied.
Forget what I said.
I saw Blink-182 with my
husband. And I did too. And guess what? I used to go to school in Orange County. I drove to Bakersfield to see Blink-182 live. So listen, I know. Because people, listen, I get booked on queer shows in New York because people don't know my alphabet. But sometimes I gotta let people know. I'm like,
who said that?
Lucas Gage.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But people don't know my alphabet, so I'd be getting booked on queer shows, and I'm like, listen, I saw Blink. Like, I'm an ally. I'm here. I'm in queer culture, as Darren Quish said. But also, I do need you to know, disclaimer: I did see Blink-182 in Big. I drove 3 hours to see Blink-182 in 2009. It wasn't even like when they were cool and they came back.
Yeah.
No, squarely when they were uncool.
That is straight culture.
It is straight culture, but you're right. That was a criticism. Like, why are you gendering this? Why, whatever, right? So over the following days, Labouvier received backlash to her critical tweets, right? Labouvier, this is where she gets grassholy, replied to dozens of critical responses, often in quote tweets, arguing with commenters who grew aggressively aggro that she, or like whatever, that she continued to argue over something seemingly so trivial.
Yeah, she's a first timer.
She doubled down and posted through it, and it gets crazy. A lot of people pointed out that Brandon, who's the guy, is not even straight. He's bisexual. Mm. So to say that this is a straight guy thing was wrong, and that she's straight.
She didn't know his alphabet. So it's like you're saying this and you don't even know his alphabet.
It's 2024. You can't assume anyone's alphabet. But mine, sorry, sadly, is S. It's one of my only flaws, is that I date
straight men. The S is for silly.
The S is for silly, and the M is for
Millie. This is for SEAL Team 6?
Naval SEALs, yeah. Navy SEALs. Let's go back to that.
We clearly
moved on, but okay. LaBouvier responded pretty intensely to every single critic, even though, to be fair, some of her critiques were mean, right? So one guy, one example, was a guy who tweeted at her, "Would you be willing to shut the fuck up and maybe go outside for once?" This is after she was tweeting a while. Was that mean? Yes.
But would you be willing to shut the fuck up? It's like, it's really, really good, though. I do like, would you be willing to shut the fuck up?
Could you imagine if she was a crazy person? If she quoted all of these with, like, a video of her eating a live mouse or something. Do you know what I mean?
Well, like, guys, she's not eating a live mouse, but this response is crazy. To that, she responded, "So one of the reasons why I ask people if they'd like to go on the record, because every time somebody would like say something mean to her, she's like, are you going to go on the record for this?" And they're like, what?
What does that mean?
Like, if you're going to go on the record for like being this mean.
She has files on everybody.
Yeah, that's, but basically, I'm just like, but I do feel like tweeting it in the first place is going on the record. Like, you're on the record. Yeah.
Well, guys, let me finish this tweet. So one of the reasons why I ask people if they'd like to go on the record is because I'm a very good researcher. And I might find you anyway. Using a bit of the Fordham sweater posted in your header, I discovered you work here. Is there more that you'd like to add for the record? So the guy who asked her to shut the fuck up, what she did was she says that she saw that he had a Fordham sweater on his thing, Googled him, and found his LinkedIn and quote tweeted it and posted it on Twitter.
Oh, she needs to go to jail.
Yeah.
and then somebody commented, right? Not the sweater. And then she says, "This is LaBouvier. I don't need much. This is what happens when you're one of the best." And then to that, the guy replies, "My name is in my handle." And to be fair, his Twitter handle is Yo Soy, which in Spanish is I am Ryan Davis. That is very, very funny.
Also, like, I guess I don't understand, like, is she trying to be like, "I'm going to find you and get you fired because you said, would you be willing to shut the fuck up?" Like, I feel like that's not.
Are you going on the record and already, like, on its own is stupid.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have to, like, one of the most disheartening aspects of the internet is that you have to share it with so many people who are so unsmart.
Yeah.
Like, just, what is she talking about, man?
Well, guys, I'm going to read this. One tweet says, "To be clear, you can rail this account for the next month and you'll never get from me what you want. I don't care about validating you, that you feel inferior.
This is about your Miami class, Vice.
Yeah, I know. Your class rage, performing civility.
Class rage?
Et cetera. Heal from what I said." And then the next tweet, "I don't ride the storm. I am the storm.
Come on, Daenerys Targaryen.
I know. I regret nothing and meant every word of it." And then this tweet, "So that we're clear, period. And my intent and intentions of cataloging comments, engagements, and emails are also very clear as well. I absolutely intend to use some of them in a larger publication, and I have not hidden that."
In a larger publication, like she's going to do a blog?
I don't know.
She doesn't work for a larger publication. What does she think?
Well, and like you said, like a lot of people
think WAPO is going to reach out?
Yeah. I'm like, what's the larger publication?
So she was
a big long note.
No, Elon already asked her for an ex partnership, and then he's gonna renege on it 2 days later because she said that.
What?
That's how I feel when people say, like, when white people say Arnold Schwarzenegger's last name. Yeah, I'm like, you're doing too much.
Who?
Who? Say what? A Negroni. Okay, so.
So, wow, I'm listening and learning.
Listening and learning, just like me and the whale. So, More than the initial tweet, what went viral really was her insane doubling down, the I am the storm, whatever.
I am the storm.
The internet was on fire for days. So people were were taking that tweet format. Somebody tweeted, GF asked me to show her my favorite movie tonight, probably the most important step in the relationship, no going back now. And it's a tweet of, I think I love my wife, the Chris Rock movie. which is so crazy because his wife divorced him after that movie because he's a bad husband. Anyway, okay. So Brandon's initial tweet was on July 4th. Chidria's tweet is July 5th. The internet's going crazy for multiple days. July 7th, Brandon tweets this. One cool thing the past few days is how many strangers are messaging me telling me they watched Miami Vice for the first time and loved it. Plus, many tweets I'm seeing with that sentiment out in the wild. Sharing movies, that's what it's all about, right?
Oh, wow.
And it was so crazy. It was such an uproar that the IFC Film Center, a movie theater in New York, tweeted, you know some movie theater was going to do it, and we're that New York City movie theater. Join us for Miami Vice 2006 this Friday and Saturday at 11:40 p.m.
And you know they
showed it, and they invited Brandon and his girlfriend for free.
Wow. He played it perfect. He didn't say shit, and then he just came out with something wholesome, and now he gets to go see his favorite movie, take his girlfriend on a cute date.
Miss Thing is sitting on the toilet spiraling, how are you going to say, I am the storm, and then say, just to be clear, afterwards.
Yeah. I also love heal crazy. From what I have said.
Well.
Heal from it.
And just now, to jump in, yeah.
And now let's talk about Miss Thing, because the thing is, people looked into her and where she used to work, and Le Bouvier worked as a curator for the Guggenheim Museum in 2019.
Okay.
She curated a Basquiat exhibit.
Okay, that's a big girl job.
And during that time, she reportedly clashed with the museum's artistic director, Nancy Spector, and claimed to be the subject of racial discrimination. An independent investigation found Le Bouvier was not discriminated against because of her race, but the backlash led to Nancy Spector's resignation from the museum. So what everyone's saying is, like, this girl's so crazy. Like, they looked into her thing, and they're like, I bet you she was lying about this racist thing, and now this woman lost her job.
Oh, that's messed up. I don't know.
Yeah, so before I open the floor for you guys for reactions, I don't know how to feel about this, because I feel like, personally, I feel like the initial straight guy thing was like, I just feel like there's a community of white guys on Reddit and like white guys on Twitter that feel kind of a type of way that people are like making fun of straight white men, and like that their time to shine has not even like gone. It's just like there's a little bit of jokes about them.
Yeah.
And they're whatever. And what happened was that one girl who made that joke, like, she was crazy. And now they're like, oh, everything's a lie. And like, all claims about racism is a lie, and you're a liar, and everyone's like, well,
this is the type of person who makes claims like this. Look.
And I mean, I just think that's the unfortunate thing about some people being intellectually dishonest. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, like, especially on Twitter, like, there's so many racist white guys now. Like, it's just that website now that, like, they're going to jump on that anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for someone to genuinely be like kind of a bad operator just looks bad, but it's like the internet, like, I don't take any of it seriously. Do you know what I mean? At least not on Twitter.
Yeah. So, and the pinned tweet of hers is like her recounting the racial discrimination she faced at the Guggenheim. So it wasn't.
It's also yo soy Ryan. It's like, oh, I discovered this. It's literally her pinned tweet.
Her pinned tweet. So, but yeah. So how do you feel? I feel like the initial tweet, again, wasn't that bad. Like, this is straight white guy. But then when she got backlash, I feel like you can't be posting through it, guys. Don't post through it.
No, don't post through it. And also, like, don't be serious. I think, you know what I mean?
Why so serious?
If it's a jokey
what's
joke.
What's your alphabet, Vinny? Because that's a pretty straight man statement. Why so serious? Joker.
I'm so Joker-pilled.
Joker-pilled.
Can I? I'm so sorry. This is a complete tangent. Yeah. This is a complete tangent. But one time in college, my college boyfriend made this. He printed out this, like, it's called a rasturbation, which is
yes,
like,
yes, yeah, so it's you like print a... out. That's a millennial thing, yes.
Yeah,
I have like no idea what you're talking about.
When you have like an image and then you masturbate it so that it's over.
And that is the word.
I think masturbate is the word I'm having.
And it is unfortunate that that's what it is, but that is the word.
It's kind of like an Instagram grid. Like, you remember when people would put like a picture of themselves on Instagram, but they'd put like, it'd be like six different posts.
To make one big picture.
And yeah. Okay.
So that's what masturbation is. Yes. It's like you print six pages to create one image.
So he like printed out this masturbation of old drawing of a fucking rhinoceros. I'm sure you would love to have that in your home.
I wouldn't masturbate in my home.
Vinny, I'm sending you a masturbation.
Why? We're not.
I'm sending you a rhino masturbation.
Safe place to masturbate is your home.
No, I'm a child of God. I wouldn't masturbate, period.
Okay, whatever.
But he's printed out this thing, and then he had a whole cool wall that was this big rhino, and then he had one party, and this guy who sucked, at some point during the party, in highlighter, wrote, "Why so serious?" across. And he ruined the masturbation.
Oh, man.
He absolutely wrecked this thing. And everyone, like, oh, it sucked so much. He had worked so hard to print out all those little squares
and then put them up. Yeah.
And it was also, like, not even peak dark nighttime. Like, it was already, like, that meme had passed and was down. And then now... the masturbation said, "Why so serious?"
Some people just want to see the world burn.
Oh my God. Which also doesn't make any sense. It's the most like, but this is what I'm saying, right? Like, if I was back to my alphabet, if I was bi, I'd fully embrace it. You know how many fucking Joker, like, Tinder accounts I have to swipe left on to get some semblance of someone normal? I'm unfortunately an S, guys. I don't
want
to. But anyway, back to the subject.
Back to the subject. I just had to digress because anytime, like, "Why So Serious" comes up, I remember that the ruined masturbation.
You're saying don't take anything on the internet seriously.
I would say if you post something like that, like making fun of straight guys, like, do another joke on it, you know, heighten it, and then keep being unserious, making more jokes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
what are next? Like, you're going to go to Blink 182 in Bakersfield?
Like, someone gets pissed, say, "What's next? You're going to put a gun to my head and force me to watch Godfather 3? Do you know what I mean? Just do bits. But I think the issue with her is that she has some sort of imbalance.
Yeah.
And she was upset, and she is also a liar and mean.
Well, also, I just feel like there's a group of the artistic community. And it's, you know, people, I think that comedy is an art, but there are people in the artistic community who take themselves so seriously and are so serious about everything and then really whatever, that they can't, and they're like incapable of making it lighthearted or taking a step back or whatever, and they double down. I mean, that's like how some of these art people do see success, you know, is like they have to be serious all the time and not ever, but it's just like, in this case, babe, this isn't like, I'm sure as a black woman being like in an art gallery space, you are constantly undermined and people whatever. So you have this reflex and hypervigilance of like, you're going to take me seriously. But like, babe, this is a Twitter thread.
Yeah, this
and
is
like,
Twitter.
But you can also tell.
Saints of Guggenheim.
Just from the like the word she chose, you could also tell she's got like some sort of a complex.
No,
do you know
also,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I am the storm. What? Girl, you live in a house and eat food and shit like the rest of us. I don't know what you're saying. You don't shit? Yeah, yeah. And nor should you. Don't try it.
I also, the heel from this really gets me because I'm like, but you're not like providing, like,
you need to heal from this.
You need to heal from the entire situation. I feel like personally, it's like you can reply max three times when something is going cuckoo crazy like that, and then you have to.
And then you have
I'll just
to.
Delete it. Sometimes I'll reply, and then I'll be like, "Why am I replying?" I'll just delete the tweet.
There's
just
some
no
people where I'm like, "Why are you replying to this?" Like again, that Elon Musk thing. People, well, I like somebody said because I wrote all this stuff about Elon Musk, and then I think I shared this on a previous pod. Someone's like, "She's just mad because Elon Musk won't fuck her." And like,
that's the thing I'm least mad about in this world. Like, couldn't be happier about it.
I just saw someone compared the shape of his body to the shape of the Cybertruck.
Wow. Like front heavy, back
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and there's
the
like that sharp angle on the
booty.
Chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tapers down at the end.
Wow. I mean, you know, instead of like phallic, it's like
true. Don't you guys love like people who have delusions of grandeur? I think they're some of the most entertaining people to watch. Yeah. When she was talking about a publication, in her head, she's Erin Brockovich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she's gonna bust this thing wide open. And all that happened was that like, she insulted someone's movie. That's it. That's all that happened.
She insulted a movie and then a bunch of white guys like quote tweeted her and called her stupid. I'm like, babe, welcome to a Tuesday in my life.
Yeah, yeah, like that does not. But that's very
activity.
But for her, this is a case. Do you know what I mean? She's gonna get to the bottom of it.
Are you willing to go on the record for this? And it's like
Sherlock Holmes. Give it a rest.
The things that people tweet. I know. So yeah. I just feel like this girl is like clearly unwell. If guys, so this is the cautionary tale of like. Don't post through it. Heighten the joke or reply three times. Lock your tweets.
Yeah.
Lock it. If you lock your tweets, make them private, the show's over.
Yeah.
The show's over. Yeah. You did it once. You replied once. You whatever. Lock it.
Or better yet, get an anime profile picture and say whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Just make an account for saying whatever. One of my favorite dust-ups that I've seen you get in on Twitter, a little dust-up, is that you tweeted a video of two girls doing splits in flood water.
Oh, my God.
And I think someone responded and said you were anti-black.
I said...
Well, because he's South Asian.
I said, I'm never going to split in dirty... I said, I'm not going to split in dirty-ass water.
Yeah.
And everyone else loved it. You know what I mean? Everyone else loved it. And one person is like, oh, so they're dirty because they're black? And I said, I don't. What's happening here?
They're saying that the floodwaters that are known to have bacteria and shit and piss.
You're putting your booty
hole
in it.
Yeah, I'm saying when you split it, when you bust it wide in filthy, disgusting flood water filled with shit, that is actually gross.
Yeah.
And
wow, no, you're anti-black.
But it's
what
always...
next you're going to say to not break your pasta?
I think it's always funny when it's one person and the reply is unhinged. You know what I mean? Then it's fun because, like, everyone's going to know it's unhinged and everyone can kind of play around with it. But, like, if it's...
I just always remember you on the floodwater day.
Floodwater day was crazy. So was Scarlett Johansson, Jimmy Carter day.
Oh, what was that?
Did you? Okay.
I don't remember this day.
When Jimmy Carter was young, he looked exactly like Scarlett Johansson. I am the first person to make this observation. Many people have tried to steal this tweet from me, but I was the first person to do it. Young twink Jimmy Carter looks exactly like Scarlett Johansson as like a drag
would
king.
You,
they look the same.
Would you smash young twink Jimmy Carter?
No chin. Oh, but he.
Unfortunate.
I posted
would you smash
that.
Young Joe Biden.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
The thing is, that's a universal yes.
I would smash, guys, controversial. I'd smash young Fidel Castro.
Not even controversial.
I have no
idea.
I think that was part of his thing. He was fucking insane.
And I'm from
everybody.
An exile family, but that was part of his.
At least he's Cuban, but young Fidel Castro is hot.
That's part of how he kind of.
Rose to
be.
Power, yeah.
It's okay.
He had the suit on.
Okay, so you wouldn't fuck young Jimmy Carter.
Wait, no. I don't want to talk about fucking Jimmy Carter.
Oh.
All I said was, I posted a picture of him next to Scarlett Johansson, and I said, Scarlett Johansson looking ass. Mm. And a bunch of white people who have never heard ass in that part of a sentence before were like, calling him an ass? How dare you? He was one of the best presidents of all time.
Oh my God.
He was incredible. How dare you call him an ass? And I'm like, you don't actually know what you're saying. And it was a lot of them, like down the line. Yeah. Like, how dare you disrespect him like this?
Yeah. It reminds me of an improv coach I had one time. I was in an all women of color improv group, and we had this improv coach. And in the thing, I was like, bitch, shut the fuck up, or whatever, right? And she went in on us, and she's like, you cannot say bitch in that way.
No.
Like, that is offensive. And I'm
these
like,
are your sisters.
Yeah. I'm like, but like, bitch, like, looking ass is not ass. And bitch in like black culture is like.
Good morning.
No, well, it's like, dude. It's like, bitch, please. It's like, dude, like, what? You
it's
know
hello.
What I mean?
It's goodbye.
Yeah. It's
hello.
Like, hello.
It's I love you.
It's I love you. It's amore. It's a fagaccini.
It's amore.
Please take that out.
I'm bleeping it.
Well, at least almost bleeped cracker when I said that.
I joked about bleeping cracker. I would never bleep cracker.
And with that, guys, Chandria.
Labouvier.
Go touch grass. Guys.
Oh, my God.
Not a real name, by the way. She's undercover. She's in witness protection. Got to be witness protection.
Well.
I do love Labouvier.
It's giving Creole. And that was a whole discourse. That was a whole discourse on Black Twitter is like when white people are like, I'm not white, I'm Creole.
That I can't address. We just ended the podcast. We're not getting into any more diaspora wars.
Vinny, where can we find you on the internet?
Thank you, Millie. You can find me.
We're talking about handles.
Thank you, Millie.
Because Danny did not know he said his personal website.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Elise.
That part.
Thank you, Millie. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at VINN_AYY. That's VINN_AYY. Thank you. And have a great day.
Okay. That's LA, baby.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Guys, you can find me on Instagram still, unless someone from Meta wants to help me, at Pandalise, and on TikTok at Elise Navidad. And you can find this podcast at Go Touch Grass Pod on everything.
And you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Millie_Tamaris. And you can find me on Twitter. I'm still there. My brain is rotting. At Millie Tamaris. Until next time,
go touch grass!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.